Henry Ford, when he began his assembly line of cars at the early 1900s, I think it may have been 1907 or 1908, he had a very famous saying, you could order any color car that you wanted as long as it was black, because black was the only color they produced. In other words, what is essential and what is important, sometimes it's a choice of getting something or getting nothing at all. There are always choices, but sometimes there's one really good choice. In Christian faith, in religion, there are a lot of great things. And in today's gospel, you have the cure of the paralytic who is carried by four of his friends to Jesus, lowered down through the ceiling, and Jesus forgives him his sins, and then he cures him. In a very small way, God tries to tell us what is most important in religion. It is good to sing. It is good to have a beautiful church. It is good to speak in tongues and to be gifted with prophecy, to have all the gifts of the Spirit. But the greatest gift of the Spirit is to love and be free from sins. The reason this is important, because there are many rational arguments for the faith, but the greatest argument is always a good life. The only thing worse than a sick person who's dysfunctional is a physically healthy person who's dysfunctional, because they can cause more harm. They have more energy and they have more ability. And even though we have a saying that when you have your health, you have everything, Jesus modifies this saying in today's gospel. It's great to have your health, but if you don't have a good, clean conscience, if you're not living a good life where no one else can see you deep in your heart, then you don't have everything. In fact, you don't have the most important thing. You're not a person who is integral, a person who is confident, a person who is going towards the right path. So today, when Jesus says, okay, I'll cure him, he's basically saying, but the very first thing I do to this guy who is sick, who is carried by four of his friends, is the forgiveness of sins. When we think of our children, when we think of our grandchildren, and we think of ourselves, we want to give our family and our loved ones everything. We want them to play soccer, to go swimming, to play the violin, the piano, to dance. All this is good. We should equally, if not more, care how they are developing as a Christian. Are they sorry for the bad things they have done? Are they going to confession and being sorry for the bad things they have done every day? Or are we letting those things slide by, sneak away? The goal of Lent is not to be uncomfortable. It is not to be hungry. It is not to be a great singer or a great prayer. It is to become a great person, a great Christian, a person whose sins are forgiven. So for the rest of Lent, think of yourself, of your children, of your grandchildren. And when you think of those great gifts they have and the great things that you give for them, think well. Am I also focusing on the most important thing? Are they sorry for their sins? Are they trying to become better people? Are they focused not simply on being great at things, but being great at being themselves? Slava Isusu Hristu!